Let us pray. As the song we've just sang together, we pray to the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh this morning. Fill us with God's word of understanding and fill us with his presence. And more importantly, fill us in our hearts and in our minds. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We often heard of the term church without walls. And I don't mean we just get rid of all the whole things and therefore going outside and just, but we know that the church is not restricted by what we have around us. Quite often we also heard that we are the sent people. Sent to what? Sent to reach out to the world, because that's what is Jesus has commanded us to do. Next year for us at St. Luke's, we're going to focus more on the area of outreach evangelism. So this morning, I use this opportunity to refresh ourselves. If you know some of these areas, great, but still be good to refresh ourselves. But if you feel that, oh, this is something interesting to know, well, it's a good starting point as well. This morning passages, you can see the link between the various themes that's brought out. The Old Testament, the readings, is talking about proclaiming the good news. They're talking about preaching, like Paul's letter, saying that if they don't hear, if we don't preach them, how do they get to know Jesus? And then, of course, we need to, the psalm and all that. But basically tell us we are to go out in the world to share our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news. And if you're doing that, your feet are beautiful. That's what the scriptures say. Those feet who share the good news are beautiful. And, right? But that's not what we're focusing today. Since the beginning of the year, I have asked all of us to pray for 5 people, right? And keep it going. And I have various feedback from people about the progress. And to pray for them so that they will come to know Jesus, or they will come to rekindle their faith with God and so on. Great. If you have been doing that, fantastic. For myself, I've been praying for particularly 5 people, and I can say, report that 2 of them are seeing some progress, which is good, which is exactly why we need to pray and pray for these people by name and specifically. I'll come back to that a little more. Right, we pray because we love them, correct? We love these people. We want them to know Jesus, and that's why we pray. We pray because we believe in the move of God by God, in the power of prayers. Prayers works, and we believe that by praying, God moves. And then we pray because it is our calling. We pray, we want to share good news with Jesus. It is each of our own calling. We are asked to do that in the scriptures. So how may we, individually or as a body of Christ at St. Luke's, how can we develop a culture of evangelism, of outreach to people? Well, we need to firstly surrender ourselves to God. It is God who enables us. It is God who empowers us to do all this stuff. We need to be willing. We need to be praying, as I mentioned already. We need to be intentional, not just how it happened by accident. But we need to say, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. I want you to know Jesus more intimately and so on. And we need to be specific. That's why we ask to pray for 5 people, not just a general prayer. I want to pray everybody in the world to be rich. But we need to be more specific, targeting that these are the people by name that we want to pray for them because we love them. That's the basis. So what is evangelism? Evangelism is about having a conversation about the gospel and Jesus with an aim to persuade. That's basically one way of putting it, right? We hope to proclaim the good news, persuade them to discover Jesus for themselves, But it is about conversation. We have to start somewhere to have that conversation with people. So put it simply, as in the pew sheet that we have, just tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus. That's all. All right? You and I have an incredible story to tell because the scripture tells us there's an incredible story about Jesus, our Lord. And we need to tell that story. And we also need to know, but don't be so direct and blunt, that hell is real. And we want them to be saved by the saving grace of our Lord Jesus. We need to share our faith that we have in Jesus. It's like turning your lifeboat around for people who are drowning, if I may use that analogy. You are now on this lifeboat, and we are people who are drowning in the world of sin. And we want to row so that we can grab them, bring them onto the boat, and take them to know Jesus, to meet Jesus. That is simply the way you and I are on this boat, rowing it. Okay, it is an act of love. An act of love. It is a matter of life and death for their eternity. That's how crucial it is. However, sharing about Jesus and gospel can be quite intimidating, especially we don't know how people may react or respond to it. It is intimidating. But the devil doesn't want you and I to lead people to Christ, to Jesus, so that he will try very hard to put all kinds of doubts and fears in our mind to prevent us from doing it. That's how he works. We may say, oh, I don't know enough to tell people about Jesus yet. Or what if I make a fool of myself and say the wrong stuff? Or say, somebody else can do a better job. We'll pay the professionals and they can do a better job than I can. Yes, these are possible doubts and worries. But these are just a few of many that the devil and his strategies try to cause us to not to do it, try to use them to prevent us to pointing Jesus to people. Let's face it, staying on a street corner and yelling at people isn't the most effective way anymore. Maybe in the past, but now it's different. We need to better understanding what people are struggling, what their life challenges are, what question they have, and what they are asking so that we can point them to Jesus. People are more open to us and to the gospel when we can relate to them and understand them. There's a book by the name of Making Faith Magnetic. I think you can get the gist of this whole title of the book. And every person you encounter is trying to find the answer to five basic questions, some five universal questions that they might not even know they are asking or need to ask. If you and I observe and listen to these five questions that may pop up from people, it can open opportunities of conversation and for us to connect people to Jesus. And so what are the five magnetic points? Is there a way to connect? What connections are there? All these stuff, you know, Jesus, God, and Christians, and church, and many other things, and world things. Is there a way to live? Is there a way out on whatever that they may be facing and feeling challenged? Is there a way to control? And is there a way beyond? I will come back to these five later on in October, unpack that part later. But this morning, I just want to share that there are a few things that you and I could do. This may be a refresher. Great. If you know all this stuff, good. And we are doing it. But let's just go through that. A few practical ways. First, going back to what I said at the beginning, pray for people by name. Pray for it. Don't be general. If you have a thought of friend or family or whoever, pray. Lift that person by name to God and say, I want to pray for this person because I love that person. I care about that person, about the future and eternity. So in your own prayer time, take their names to God. God is at work within us, who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask and think. Our God is a God of abundance. He can do many more things that you and I can imagine. But we must, as Ephesians said, we must lift them to the Lord and offer our prayers and pray for these people. Ask God for opportunity to share faith with these five people or whoever they are. Be willing to take those opportunities. Sometimes opportunities come knocking, but we miss those opportunities. We don't seize the opportunity. Trust in God's timing as we build relationship with people, with them in advance, with those conversations. And we have some of these events we have took place recently, whether it be about the opening, about science, about all. These are opportunities for us to have conversation with people. And that's the starting point, and pray for them. Right. Then we need to go in. The other one is that we need to go into the world. Don't just hang out in this church bubble. All right. This is a bubble that we only stay in this bubble. We're not reaching the world. We need to break out this bubble. Yes, we can feel very comfortable in here and everything is nice, but we need to reach people outside. Don't forget our duty is to invite people into the family of God. It is our duty. We are calling to do that. Jesus tells us to go and make disciples. We're familiar with that verse in the book of Matthew. Go and make disciples. That's our calling. Then, my dear friends, we need to be bold. Bold and courageous, like Joshua says. Introducing yourself to someone you don't know can be a bit scary. You know, approaching people right up front and say, can I? Yeah, it can be quite scary. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the words you need to have and to have courage. Ask God for the right time, the right words, and we have courage to be bold about it. It may be awkward at first. You may feel a little bit awkward at first. But as we like to say, heaven is worth the awkward. So if we really love the people, we can overcome any kind of awkwardness. Right, the next one, extend personal invitation. It is about connecting people personally. All right, I see that person. I like to connect with the person. Then you build that relationship. You build conversation with people, as we often do. Right? We meet new friends, and that's how we start. I don't know, how active are you on Facebook? You know how Facebook sometimes has all kind of invitations sent to you? Would you accept this invitation and so on? Yeah, because these people want to connect with you, all right? And connect with certain events and something, and you can click and say, yes, I will connect with you, or sorry, I won't, not at this time. But the chances are, these events, this invitation, that they are the ones, someone who took the time to seek you out and to invite you, all right? They know you, they want to seek you out, they want to invite you, send you a Facebook invite. Inviting someone to an event is a starting point, right? In church, we could have different events, we have all kinds of activities. Invite them to come as a starting point. Your personal invitation might reach the person who needs a friend. Personal touch is always the best, you know, to reach out to people and for invite. Then we need to share life. Be with them on their turf, all right? Don't just say, plonk them, say, I'm here. I want you to come here. Plonk, like that. You need to reach out so that you can be at their turf. You know, that's a part that's important. You know, accept them who they are and so on. Find things that you and your friends can do together. I don't know, go for walks, go for a visit the garden. Anything that may begin that relationship with people, and then you can build the friendship and the rapport, and therefore you can continue with that conversation. So share your life with people. Evangelism isn't just an intellectual endeavor. I will, and I send this wavelength to you, and bing, you come. And it doesn't work like that. It's a very much relational thing that you need to talk to people. You need to share your life with people. Then they respond to your invitation. As you spend time with your friends, doing things they love, they earn the right to be heard. Doing things that they love enjoying, like cycling or some other things, if they enjoy good time to cycle together and have a conversation and talk, for example, these are opportunities that we can use. They will see that you live your life differently and that your joy, your trust, and your confidence in Jesus make you different to others. And they will want to know, why is it like that? So relationship, conversation will help it. A couple more areas. Share your story. Each of you have your own story to tell. How you came to know Jesus, how God has impacted your life, how God has provided for you. All these are wonderful stories that we can share with one another so that they know that gospel is not just you read in the Bible, but it comes alive in your life. That when you share your story, it brings that reality, that realism in what gospel is about. Share your story, and it's powerful. And like, how do you decide follow Jesus? You know, what happened? How did all that happen in the past? Peter tells us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for your hope. If we have the hope, we have the faith, we know the reason. If people ask you, tell it. Tell your good story. Tell your good story. Like what we shared in the beginning. Tell your good story, how God has been faithful to you. No one can argue with what you experienced. So always be ready to share when someone asks you about your religion, your faith, your hope, and all that stuff. All right, one more, last one. Practice hospitality. Now, St. Luke is quite good doing that. We have fantastic people who do morning teas and done that very well, baking. These are good skills and ability that God has given us to do. So we need to practice hospitality. And we have seen some of these events recently. We do very well in this area of hospitality. Keep it up. Keep it going. We can put others at ease simply by acts of kindness, like being the first to start a conversation. Don't wait. We can start a conversation. Or we introduce a newcomer among us into the group so that we can say, oh, I'd like you to meet so-and-so and so-and-so. All right? These are opportunities to practice hospitality and keep the conversation going. Hospitality doesn't mean that you have to always be the one who brings the pizza. All right? Nor you could invite a... You could simply just invite a quiet person to take a slice. That's all. Offer something. Offer that hospitality to people. Make them feel welcome and connected. That's right. Okay, well, let me bring all to a summary together. Sharing the gospel is the heart of evangelism. Sharing the gospel. Sharing the truth. Sharing the love of Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. That's the heart of it. The fuel of our evangelism should not be out of duty or dread. Don't feel, oh, do I really have to do that? If we feel compelled because we love people, we want to share Jesus with them, then we're very happy. Earlier when we read the reading, I think the psalm, it tells us, joyful, being joyful to share it, and it's showing your face that you're joyful about it. When you talk about Jesus and talk about your life and your experiences, that's how it works. Rather, we should strive. We also need to be obedient to God or our calling. How do we reach out to people? You know, can we just somebody riding on the bus or somewhere say, hey, you know, how are you doing? Then we see what conversation is going. Invite them or may I just pray for you if there's a need of praying for them? It's always a good start. May I pray for you? Most people don't reject that. Even they may not believe. They're happy to receive some prayer, especially if they're dealing with certain things in life. And that's often a good starting point to pray for them and pray with them. Because we love the Lord. We want to share Jesus with others. We want to see God honored. And we want to see people worshiping God. Well, this is just a starter, as I say, in October. I will share a bit more in the area of the fire magnetism thing to just help us to get ourselves ready so that in 2025, as we move more into area of evangelism and look at our events, our activities and so on, that we need to work on that together. And as the scripture tells us, the harvest in the gospel. The harvest is out there. We need laborers. We need people to work on that. Evangelism. Okay, let's pray. Father, we know that you challenge us always, but we know that you are the powerful God who enables us to do all that we ask and pray. So we want to continue to pray for the five people that we love and care about. We want to ask God to do a mighty thing in their lives. And we want to ask God that you give us the strength, the boldness, and the courage to do just that. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.